Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we cover the latest from the Valley, including racist accusations and relationships getting real on reality TV, plus talk Netflix hit show Buying Beverly Hills. Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, middle of the week. I go to California tomorrow, so I am super excited.
I thought you go to California the 6th.
No, my wedding is my wedding that I have there is on the 6th.
Oh, so why are you super excited?
Because I leave tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I can't wait to get out of this gray city that we've been in.
Yeah, it's so depressing here. The weather is like totally bringing me down.
Yeah.
That and you're postpartum and then you have this type of weather and you're like, ugh, and it sucks. And I always said that I didn't really want to have a baby in the summer because like you're so big in the summer, but I actually like feel like it was kind of nice having Jack in the summer because the weather, and this is just super, super depressing. So I'm jealous, but I feel like California is colder than people say.
Oh, it is. Like, I think I was looking at the weather. It's still going to be like 65, but it's still sunny. And then it's good enough to like, you just have to put a cardigan on, not like be depressed in this like type of weather.
Right. We were looking at, I don't know how I got for our 30th birthday, Chantel. Me and Chantel are turning 32. That's so crazy.
Like April is both our birthday month.
Yeah. Hers is April 14th. Mine is April 20th, 6 days apart. So I was going to say, so for our 30th, we were in Santa Barbara and my husband was like saying to my other cousin who came with us, he was like, we should go again in California to like a wine. And I don't know why I don't like California.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, like,
California's beautiful, but I think like you're the worst. We've talked about this about traveling. Like, yeah. You just love like a beach or something. So if it's not hot, you're not like excited.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that was such a fun trip, and like it wasn't like your typical trip.
It was so beautiful. No, it was amazing, but it's also like kind of further out for us. And to me, it's just, I'd rather just go to Florida.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, so, but I mean, you're going to have so much fun. Obviously, you're with his family, so
yes.
That's fun. Yeah.
And we're staying at a place called Coronado, which like if you know, it's like this little island that's like 30 minutes away from San Diego. So, and it's beautiful. And we got lucky enough because one of his aunts have a condo there. So they're letting us stay there for the weekend. So yeah, I'm super excited now. I get to have my like little relaxation.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been traveling quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like you have. So like in the last year, you've traveled a lot.
No, I feel like in the last year I didn't because like I was planning my wedding and stuff. So I really didn't. But like I'm going to go to Miami at the end of this month too. So like I'm back on my travel game this
year.
Like,
too much.
I want to go to Portugal, you guys. So give me the suggestions.
Oh gosh. I have to say it's really funny because if you know, you said this, so it made me think about it. If you know, you know. We got so on our last episode, we did my birth story and we were like, is anyone even listening to this? And we're like, at the end, we said, if you're listening to this, say Taylor Swift. Do you know how many DMs that we got that said Taylor Swift? And we were just cracking up over it.
I was cracking up. The funniest one was like someone I think on our Patreon goes, I this is my first time ever having to say her name. I don't like her. And I'm like, no, but it was just so funny that like, cause you were like, what the
A lot of people think Taylor Swift is like Illuminati evil. So we get everyone's like, yeah. And everyone's like,
okay, you guys, don't bring that spirit around me. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No matter what, Chantel loves Taylor Swift. So I'm always like, haha, I try to tell her. I mean, I really don't tell you. I don't know anything about that. But Chantel,
I don't think she is. So you guys can have fun. Pick on the housewives. Okay. Let's stick to the housewives.
Okay, anyways, so yeah, I just thought that was so funny. But on today's episode, we're going to discuss the Valley and just like some things from buying Beverly Hills. But I don't know, for me, I really find the Valley to be so relatable. Even, you know, like in the beginning when they like went to a carnival with their kids with bounce houses, I don't know, it sounds like a great idea. And I'm like, there's so much anxiety with it. She brought her mom to help. I don't know. I just think it's super relatable. But I want to know, Chantel, for you who don't have kids, but you're married, do you feel like they're relatable, like watching it?
I love seeing the relationships. Like, I don't care to see, I don't care to see the kids things, like, especially because if it's boring, like, no one wants to see that. Even though it's relatable, we still need, like,
what things have we seen? We really haven't seen, like, any kids things. They just have little kids.
Yeah, no, we haven't. But, like, some of the stuff, though, I'm saying, like, when they're talking about kids or, like, when they were, like, going shopping for the kids stuff, like, that is super boring. Like, I don't want to see you shopping for, like, house stuff, you know? And... but I love this episode that we just watched. Like, I enjoyed it the whole time. So
yeah,
I think
too.
It's the relationship aspect that I love. I've always loved seeing relationships, seeing how they work, seeing how they don't work. It's always intrigued me.
So I feel like if you're in a relationship or if you've been in a relationship, it's just relatable. Or if you have like a young family, I mean, anyone who says like having a young family is easy, it's not. So I feel like that's relatable too, kind of figuring out how you guys like parent and whatnot. So I don't know. I just think it's so relatable. So a lot of you, not a lot, but like some of you guys have said, I listen to your recap, but I don't watch it. You should watch it because I think you'll like it for sure. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their product makes it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. I've been using their product for a while now and I'm hooked. But don't just take my word on it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. The best part is I've been using it for the last few months and haven't gotten any irritations or breakouts, and my face looks tighter, and it's been a must-have to make it through the dry winter air. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TRH at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code TRH. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
I think, you know, Danny, I want to shout out Danny and Naya, right? That's their two names that are together. There's like, they are a couple goals so far. And I think like,
absolutely.
Yeah. I want to continue watching them. Like there was one scene at which we'll recap too, I guess, but there was one scene that like, and it's like, I've seen like, you know, just because I'm not a mom, I've seen you, the way that you talk, the way my sisters talk, the way that everyone talks is like, there was one scene where, you know, she came back from her vacation and her husband was telling her like how hard it was being away. And most girls or like most moms are like, yeah, see, do you see how it is? And she's like, yeah, I was sipping my chocolate martini, like, you know, thinking like about you. So it's like the way she handled it was like, just a reminder that we don't always have to tell like the husbands, like, yeah, do you see what we deal with?
Oh my
you
know? Gosh, yeah. And so Michelle does that in one of the parts too.
Yes. And it's like, she came from a place of love and like, she still was being like funny and playful. Like she didn't even acknowledge it. Cause she knows she deals with a lot. And like, you know, she had a supporting husband that helped her, you know, go on that trip. But I don't know. I just thought that was a great takeaway. And I'm just like, wow, there's a couple goals.
Mm-hmm. I do think that they actually have genuine respect for each other, and they communicate very, very well. And that's really like what their relationship is. I mean, even for her to go all crazy, and I know she was hormonal about the shorts thing, like that goes to show you it's like a respect thing with her.
Yes. I'll be fooled if like something happens all of a sudden, you know, but like what we're watching right now, I'm just like, wow, I really love their relationship and something to look up to.
I know that they are both religious people too. And I think sometimes like, I know this is just like me on a tangent, but sometimes like when you really do put God in your relationship, you can have that type of relationship. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. But let's kind of start on it.
Okay.
yeah. So Brittany asked Jax how guys' night was. And I know Chantel covered this portion, but I do believe, Chantel, that Jax is making this a thing for the show's purposes. Like, he wants to make the show a success, I feel. And I actually think that Brittany is also coming off strong this season, also in hopes that the show's a success, like with drama.
Yeah, they're very, like, you could tell they like miss like VPR so much. And they're like, this is gonna be the newest thing. Like, we want it to be better than VPR. So they're like putting all the stuff.
Yeah.
Even Kristen, like, she's bringing Absolutely. It too. So like, it's funny. The OGs are really like, they know what it takes to have a show.
Exactly.
So it's, yeah, I could totally tell too.
But hear me out. I do want to see Sheena and Lala on the Valley. I don't think they're a match for Vanderpump Rules anymore. And this just makes way more sense for their life right now. To me, they've outgrown Vanderpump Rules. And I actually enjoy that we got to see them on the second episode. Plus, they all do hang out in real life. So I do feel like next season, I guarantee they come on.
I think they should too. And I think that they can have a different, they can perceive or show themselves a different way, you know, their mom way, whatever they want to see. And I think they would actually enjoy it. It's like, you guys do need to move on from Vanderpump Rules. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. Brittany also had balls to get the surgery done and film the show because, you know, I would never do that like so soon, but every time she talks, I feel like it hurts. And in return, it hurts for me to watch that. Are you not like dying when she's talking?
She's just very Botox up that I can't.
Her chin, her mouth though, it's like she's like
her mouth, yeah. Her forehead is just like she put a little bit too many CCs. Okay, Brittany, like let's take it down a notch.
What's a CC?
Like that's how many Botox, like the
oh,
units.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh no, I said that wrong. CCs are for the boobs, I think.
Oh god.
With the units, okay. She needs to have like she needs to stop putting so many units in her forehead.
But I don't like, it's not that, it's her mouth portion. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like it just seems wired and she's trying to talk, you know, like it seems like such a struggle. So
yeah,
I don't know. So the racist accusation to me was so wrong to be brought up. And it seems like it came out of left field and that Michelle was genuinely shook about it. No one wants to be on TV and accused of being a racist. And I felt really bad for her.
And especially your first season.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And apparently Janet said Michelle was a racist because she's Republican. And Michelle's trying to defend herself. Like, I'm first generation. And I feel like she shouldn't even need to prove herself.
But that does like, I'm like, but she should though, because if that's your accusation, like you should back yourself up and be like, you guys, like, I'm not racist. And this is why.
But it sounds like they're saying that she's racist because she's Republican. And it's like chat Kristen and that's it. But I died when Michelle was having the conversation with her husband and then he swore. And then when in return, see, like this stuff is funny to me because her daughter ends up swearing and he's all like, I'm sorry, it's in my vocabulary. And why this is relatable to me is because this is something I literally struggle with. And my husband has to remind me, don't swear in front of the kids because it's in my vocabulary. And I hate that it is, but I can't get it out. Like, I need help. I need to see someone for it.
Yeah.
It's really bad. So I'm like,
and she does it too by mistake, but I think she probably knows how to not do it in front of the kids more than he does.
Right. Exactly. So Michelle ends up calling Janet. Janet denies saying this about Michelle. And obviously there was something said.
100%. Janet, like, why are you acting like you didn't even say one thing? Like, you should have told her what you said. Like, we talked about these gay right things and you said this. So it didn't make me have to go and question. And I said something to, is it Zach? I don't know why he's on the show.
Yeah, Zach.
Okay, yeah. Zach. And that's it. So like now, like, it really pissed me off because they made Kristen look so bad.
Yeah, I agree. We learn more. And yeah, exactly. Like, they didn't even bring up the whole Bill thing and all that. So it was like, she needs more context to this. And
yeah, they're only saying it in the confessional. So it's like, where was this? Like, she didn't even, yeah.
Because again, I don't believe they think she is. And so it's like, why were you even talking about that?
Uh-huh.
We learn more about Kristen's dynamic with her ex. And we all know Kristen isn't innocent in any relationship. And that's okay. But Janet makes it clear in her confessional that Alex is not the villain and Kristen is not the victim. So that was interesting. And I'm sure Kristen's going to be pissed when she sees that she saw that.
Listen, two people make two people toxic. So it's like, just because one person's a little bit less toxic, like, they bring it out in each other. So it's both people most times in a relationship.
Yeah.
Not saying you can never be a victim. I'm just saying, like, I'm speaking probably mostly for Kristen's and her relationship with Alex.
Kristen's new apartment's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's LA. I mean,
$73 to get all that. I would pay that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's like one Uber Eats order.
73 more. Yeah, exactly. So Kristen's talking to Luke. She thinks Jax is fake. And then we get into the racist accusations. We learned before production started, Kristen said that. Zach said Janet implied Michelle is a racist. And when watching this, I immediately do believe that Zach told Kristen this, thinking she wouldn't bring it up. Kristen does feel guilty because Michelle did nothing to her. And I believe, you know, she is upset. But Luke really had some good advice for her, and Kristen needs that. And, you know, I think he's really, you know,
he's very sound. Like, he's very, he's definitely, he's normal.
Right. He totally is. Kristen. This is when we talk about Nia. Is it Nia or Naya?
Naya.
So Naya's husband to me seems like a great dad, and we were just talking about this. I think he is a supportive husband, and I love their relationship. You know, as she's like getting ready to go out for work. And, you know, I love their relationship because it's all about like communication and respect, and they have that for each other. She's so beautiful to me.
She's gorgeous. She was like America, or she was like Miss USA or something. So makes sense.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
And like, I swear, I give these people props, like, you know, even for Janet to be pregnant on the show, now you just had to deliver twins. Like, that's like a lot to be on a TV show and be in that, like,
I know.
Can you imagine, Roxanne, with your little corset and like you having to like, I can't.
Corset
or like the waist thing, like if you wanted to wear that, like you can't do it like on the show.
Yeah, I do, you guys. After my kids, like I wear this like waist thing that I got years ago to like snatch my stomach. It's really
scary. No, it's not about snatching. Well, maybe you're doing it for snatching, but you know, back in the day, like the moms used to do that to each other. Like they would take those crazy things, they would tie up your stomach. So it's like to get your organs back in the right place. It's to make everything drop. So you're doing
it. Yeah, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
So, because Chantel, when she came over yesterday, she was like, oh, okay. I was like, she didn't even say anything about it. And I was like, do you see what I'm wearing? And she's like, yeah, it helps your organs. I was like, oh, okay. Why do you know this?
I told you I'm a doula.
I swear. Jax is opening a bar and he says bar destroys marriages. But you guys, I swear, he wants to take care of hiring staff. If I was married to Jax, I would never let him be in this business. I think this will definitely break an already broken marriage.
And he it's so funny how he tries to throw the Toms under the bus and like was like, look what happened with them and blah, 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 blah. It's like, Jax, why are you acting like you know the secret sauce apparently? Like, look where your marriage is now.
And look at you like talking about the hiring, like you want to be the one who hires and someone didn't wear a bra. It's like just like inappropriate stuff like that that I would never want my husband to say.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm also crazy, but like I am so big on respect and, you know, like how you come across as a person to other people. Like I don't like that. That comment would really piss me off.
Yep. Same.
So like my husband like knows like that is and he would never even be like that. But like Jax is that type of person. Then you give him this bar, like, oh no, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
I would never want him to have something that he could just go to all the time and have an excuse to go to late night. No, thank you.
And he's like a talker. So he's going to want to like talk to everybody. And it's like, no, just red flag. You're going to be like, I own this. I own this. He didn't even invest anything on it.
I know.
Yeah. Britt and Kristen meet up, and Brittany does say she's shocked Kristen would accuse Michelle of being a racist, especially with what she went through when she was labeled things and then fired from Pump Rules. And Kristen justifies it by saying she repeated what was said to her. So Kristen does call Zach, and I always feel like it's shady when you have to tell the person, hey, you're on speaker because someone is there. But then I realize, Chantal, I do that every time I call you and my husband's next to me.
I do that all the time too. And I think it's a very like smart thing to do. It's a respect thing. Like you don't want to catch someone off guard. Like if someone's around and they can hear, you should just, as a courtesy, let that person know. It's not about being shady, but it's just about like, what if someone wanted to tell you something? It's not about that person. That's just true. But you know what? Like, I do agree though. Like Kristen knew she was going into hot waters, even though she's repeating something. But again, you know, you guys, she's doing it for the show. Even though she's repeating something, she should have known better that that's not a great thing to repeat unless you know more facts. Or you should have told Zach he should say it.
Exactly. Zach admits that the Republican statement was said, but that doesn't mean racism. And it's sad that these people are even discussing whether, you know, someone is a Republican or a Democrat prior. It's like, just leave politics out of it. But Zach does make a point where, what did he say? He's like, in LA, you can't be a Republican.
He says it's like social suicide. Like, you'll never be invited to anything. It's like, damn, LA.
Yeah. So then it's like, okay, so if that's the case, then don't even discuss it. You know, don't even talk about it or something. So I don't know. Zach is pissed at Kristen because he told her this in confidence, but I'm still confused again why it's a topic of discussion. Michelle, this was crazy to me, Michelle and Jesse seeing a life coach. And just so you guys know, Michelle and Jesse are separated right now, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But they recognize something is off in their relationship. So to me, it was good to see them talking to someone.
Oh yeah. You guys, like, I was like holding my breath watching this like scene. I don't know why. I just
it
felt
was
for
a
them.
Lot. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're,
lot.
It's like you're getting really like, it's like you can feel like, you know, it's like you can feel for her. I really am on Michelle's side. I don't know. I lean more towards girls all the time. But I just know it usually typically takes like years and years for the girl to finally be like, I'm done. So it's like, right. You could just see the defeat in her eyes. It's like, I've told you multiple times these things, and I've asked you to do these things multiple times. And it's like, it's just like defeat. And it's like, maybe you guys are not, you guys grew each other out, you know, like you guys were just way too different people dating versus like what you guys would have been married.
So it's crazy because in the beginning you brought up how like Naya and Daniel, how they talk to each other. I couldn't help but notice Jesse tell the life coach he's tired. And then Michelle says, we're both a little tired.
Yeah.
So they have that tit for tat going on. And it's funny because you just mentioned how Naya didn't do that back.
Yeah. She probably would have just let him have said that and be like, yeah, right. Whatever. You know, it's like, not who cares. Like, we're both tired. I don't have to say it too.
Right. Yeah. Michelle feels lonely and frustrated, and it sounds like she's criticized and Jesse's really tough on her. And I feel like this is the real world for a lot of young couples with young children. So that's why I like this show, because things like this feels real. It only comes off extra when Jax or sometimes Kristen is involved, but this is obviously very much real. And they say things which I always, like, me and my husband always try not to ever say words like never or always. And they say things like never and always, like, you never do this. You always do this. And that's not good. So you can just tell it, like you said, they're at this point and it's a really, really bad point in their relationship. And they also have no sex life. But what pissed me off about Jesse is he's like, so what if I do call her beautiful for 2 months and yes. I do recognize her and it doesn't change? And the life coach says, well, your attachment to the result is going to cause you to fail. And he says, you do it because you're being genuine, not to get something out of her. Like, he hasn't even tried going that route and he's already asking that question. It's the biggest red flag ever.
Yeah. Because he's like, just like, it's like another thing for him. It's like, what do I have to do to make my wife happy? But like, is anything going to change? Is she actually going to be happy? And it's like, okay, right. How about you
be
genuine about it, that you actually want your wife to be happy.
He has to show up, and I don't even know if he's willing to show up. And it's,
I mean,
just,
the fact that they said that, like, you know, he doesn't compliment her and she doesn't either. It's like, that's sad. You know, it's like when you go out for date night and like you get excited and you get ready. And like, if my husband or my boyfriend, like, obviously, like, they've just had a kid and they've been together for probably a little bit longer. But if someone didn't say you look nice, I would be tripped out. Like, you just know you have to say that. Like, when someone puts effort in, you have to say those words.
Exactly. I agree completely. So I don't know. I just thought that was tough. And so we know right now that they are not together. They live separate, navigating issues. And, I think what she or Jesse told Us Weekly, he said, it's very hard to have your first kid during the pandemic, mid lockdown, no nannies, no grandparents helping out. It takes a toll on a couple in that situation. Not to be judgmental, but their kid is like 3 now. So, but I know it takes a village, and I do have that village. So maybe I can't say that. I have my mom if I need her to like run errands or something of that sort. He says, there's a major storyline about our life where I try to work on myself throughout the entire summer to be the best version of myself. And if the best version of myself aligned with the best version of herself, then our marriage would make it. People evolve. If your marriage and relationship doesn't evolve with it, it will never work, no matter how bad you want it. And then Michelle said that they filmed The Valley a while ago. And she said, people said, when you watch this show, you're going to realize how you guys actually are. Because when you're in it, you don't actually know. She said in the interview, and she said, taking a step back and looking at myself, I'm like, oh, wow, it's obvious we have marital issues. And it's like, okay, yeah, like, we all know, it's clear as day you guys have marital issues.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you guys don't like each other. And that's sad.
Yeah. And she's like, I want fans to know how real we are. We're very authentic. We didn't fake anything. And we said, if we're going to do reality TV, we're really going to open our lives, the positive and the negative, which, yeah, that absolutely. She said, we are separated. That is for sure. Or no, actually that was Jax, you guys, who said we are separated. Oh God. But they did announce the split before the premiere. So they are separated. So I don't know what's going to happen. And it's just like awkward because they are they going to both come back to the show? Like, you know, what's going to happen?
I know. It's like we don't want all that already, you know, where it's like a show about young families, marriage. And then all of a sudden, like, you have half the cast already separated. It's like, come on, guys.
I know. Yeah, that is so annoying when that happens, dude. I forgot. Like, that happens so much, too. And it's like, don't sign up for a show, though, if, like, your marriage is already broken.
Yeah.
Because the show's not going to fix it, so... The only show that would fix it was Married to Medicine, okay? And that's because they had so much support around them.
I know. I'll never forget when Phaedra did say that. Like, she, like, it's like, this show, yeah, you know, wants marriages to work. And
but, like, Real Housewives and other shows don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving along. So, Kristen makes an Instagram story basically insinuating someone in her life is disrespectful. And she doesn't want to surround herself around with that. And it's obvious it's about Jax. I hate when people do stories like that, though. Like, the passive-aggressive stories. I hate that.
You think it was about Jax or Janet?
No, it was definitely about Jax, especially because of, like, yeah, I didn't think it was about Janet.
Because Janet made it seem like it was about her when she was reading it to her husband.
Yeah, which was stupid, but, like, they hadn't even had a conversation yet. Janet wasn't disrespectful to her yet, like, so it was, you know, and this came right after boys' night where, you know, the boyfriend came and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I do agree. I hate when people are passive aggressive. It's like, just get it out there, especially because you guys are friends. Like, let them know what you feel.
Yeah. I do hate that this is getting political. They start talking about the bill, and I get that's how the world is right now, but I don't want to watch it on Bravo. So I hope this, like, ends quickly.
Yeah, and I don't want to watch on Bravo where you're criticizing people for what their opinion is. It's like,
exactly, guys, like where, like, it's like, oh, you might have some misinformation, or you might, like, I don't want to watch that. Like, I don't want to watch that. Please, like, let's take it away and let's not make it about this, because that's the last thing I want to watch. I feel
seriously,
like
we already have to deal with this half the time in lives, and, like, we're the ones arguing with people and, like, telling us how we feel. It's like, we don't want to watch other people do that.
Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. So I'm like, please don't. Like, that will ruin the show for me. So Jesse is hosting a dinner at this beautiful Beverly Hills mansion that he and Michelle are listing. And the house is stunning, dude. Absolutely stunning. Jesse talks about how every year he and Michelle go to Italy. And then we see photos of them and they look so lovey-dovey, so happy. And this just makes me think, like, let's boycott social media. Because you'd look at the, you know, that couple and be like, look how in love they are. But social media is just so not real. I do feel like people who constantly, which I don't know if they post photos. I've never looked at their Instagram, but they usually, those type of people usually have the most problems where it's like the picture perfect couple. I could be wrong, but I don't know. It feels that way.
Yeah, they showed a lot of, like, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, and, like, they had their baby in 2020.
Okay, so I haven't so looked, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, like, maybe they were actually, like, clearly the kid really did, caused a huge shift in their marriage, and they couldn't get from that, you know?
I think with your first kid, everything is just, like, you make it so much harder on yourself, because, like, at least that's what I did, where everything was so hard, and now I'm just, like, it's really, like, you know, we stress ourselves out way more for no reason, but it is your first, you're figuring it out, you know? So Luke is hoping for peace in this dinner and he's in the wrong group and Kristen arrives and everyone wants to clear all this up. Kristen wanted to pull Michelle aside to have a talk, but Michelle wasn't ready, especially to do it one-on-one. Kristen doesn't want to address things at dinner, but Michelle says she wants it to be publicly since everyone is involved. And then she blames Zach for the racist accusation. Jasmine says it's not fair for Kristen to throw out or imply such a huge accusation, and I agree. Kristen does apologize, and Jesse wants Kristen to own it. Luke tells Jesse to calm down, and Jesse tells Kristen to shut the F up. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I wonder if, like, you know, Luke gets so excited to have Kristen back because he's been doing it a lot, and I do like that in a guy, but and it's like I'm sure Kristen's loving it, but the fact that he literally told her to shut the F up, I dare someone to tell me that. I dare a guy to ever tell me that.
Oh, I don't even need my husband to step up for me. I'd go off. So,
like, I would go off. So it's like, yeah, I know. Same. Like, and that was so disrespectful. And, like, yeah, that would give Michelle the ick. Like, who wants a husband that tells another girl to shut the F up?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. That's so gross. Like, I don't know how anyone co-signs that type of stuff.
Like, I would get so mad. I would get so mad. I would go home and mad at my husband.
It's crazy because, like, Luke is standing up for Kristen and he doesn't seem like a problematic person. He just doesn't want the man to disrespect his girl.
Yeah.
If his girl's wrong, it's like, don't speak to her like that, you know?
Exactly.
And Naya says it's a game of telephone and no matter what Kristen says, she wouldn't satisfy anyone. And I thought that was pretty true.
Yeah. I love that someone actually was having Kristen's back, you know, just because I think Kristen was stupid for being the one to say this out loud. especially because what she's been through. It's like, Kristen, you should know better, bro, dude. And but I'm happy that like someone had her back and wasn't just everyone on Kristen.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right, because I wouldn't have want that to ever got brought up. If so, like, it's like, then I'm definitely not going to accuse or say someone else is that. Like, I don't understand how Kristen even did that. And I feel like when she did it, she kind of regretted it immediately.
Yeah.
I just saw something in her face. Jesse says, you know, Jesse brought up like how Kristen was thrown off the show for being accused of racism. So, so Kristen, obviously, she knows how it feels to be labeled, so she never should have thrown it out there. And that's everyone's point. She says now she has to relive it again, but she did put this on herself.
Yeah, I agree. So I don't think she should have done that.
Yeah, I don't either. It's honestly, this episode was so good. So good.
I loved it.
Yeah. So please watch it. Let us know what you guys think about it. As far as buying Beverly Hills with
Valerie, what were the questions? Family, people wanted us to answer about that.
Well, so
I
finished it, and I just have a few points I want to make finishing it. I think it was actually so good. Why are you laughing?
Because someone asked, are you Republican? Because Because someone asked, are you a Republican? And that's clearly like what the whole, you know, episode was about. So I just think that's funny.
Oh, someone asked us that?
Yeah, but they put laughing faces.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk with that stuff ever. We'll never. But okay, so here's what like the points I wanted to make about buying Beverly Hills. I didn't watch season one. Chantel said like season one was forced and fake. So season two, all I watched was that, and it was so good. So watch it, like watch it. That's definitely something I recommend. But I actually watched the whole thing, and I was like, you know what? I would get pissed if I was the Hiltons. Initially, I didn't like how Paris approached everything, and I still don't like how, you know, she was like, keep my family's name out of your mouth, out of your lame show. But Mauricio has this agent who what's the agent's name again? Is it Ben or no? Or
the other one is Ben.
I think it was Zach. I don't know. Sorry. So I'm just going to say agent. But Mauricio has this agent who gets a call from Rick to meet up and an opportunity to have some share in the company. And Mauricio is pissed about it. And he's pissed that this agent's even debating going back with Rick. And that's the stuff as the Hiltons that I would get mad about, because the agent worked at the Hiltons forever. So it's okay if he wants to entertain it. I mean, he was honest with Mauricio. So if I was the Hiltons and this was like part of like a storyline, this is the shit I would get pissed about.
To me, though, it makes sense like why it was keep getting brought up, though. It's not like they brought up out of thin air. It was the agent bringing it to the table, and like, of course, they're gonna discuss it, you know.
But Mauricio's pissed, everyone's pissed, and they're like, why would you even like, you know, entertain this with Rick Hilton? And if that was like my dad and stuff, I when I was Paris, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, first off, he worked with my dad for 15-20 years, like, you know, now they're saying we'll give you a part of the company. Well, you know, don't speak of my dad. I feel like that's where I would get defensive.
I think it's because it's like a new company that Rick is building, and so I don't think it has anything to do with like real. It has to do something else, and like so they were just like, why would you ruin your life and go to like do a new company? I don't know. So they probably would just like. It is a lot though, because like it's like, you know, Kyle's related to
them.
But
you know how they are, so it's like if you know how they are, you have to be so careful.
Yeah, and that's be strategic
girls,
about it.
Yeah, you have to be so strategic. That's why the girls, they don't say anything. I also kind of got why Kyle is over Mauricio. So she's more confident than she's ever been. And they're at such different points in their lives. I feel like when you hit your 50s, it stops being about everyone else and should be about you and your loved ones. So like you travel, you're constantly doing things together. You're not working as hard. You're not partying, networking. And that's where Mauricio is at. And he doesn't want to stop that. Like he even said on the show, I don't want to stop that. And that's why Kyle is so over it. And I 100% get why she's like that, because it's like you've already created this business. It's been a huge success. Like you still want to continue to do more, network, party, all this stuff. And I'm over it.
I am too, but I still love Mo though. So like, I always feel
like him. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it definitely, like, again, it didn't take Kyle just like one day to snap. Like, it's probably multiple conversations and they just don't get it and they don't change, yeah. You know? And even I think like Farrah asked him, like, what are you guys doing to actually like put in the work? Like, what are you guys doing? And it didn't feel like they were doing anything. And it's because of him probably.
Yeah,
he's still going on his work trips. He's still doing whatever he needs to do. And it's like, there's nothing that's changing. So like, why would Kyle try? Why?
Yeah. He said he doesn't want to change it either. So it's like, okay, well, at that point, I'm confident in myself. Like, I have everything. What are you providing for me? Like, what is the purpose of this relationship? And that's sad because it's been 27 years. But I do feel like in your 50s, like, it should literally just be, your kids are grown. It should just be about you and your husband.
Wait, did you think that, the one thing I wanted to ask you, because we didn't talk about it. Did you think Zach, the one that was like approached by the Hiltons, do you think Zach and Farrah have like a little like chemistry going on? Because I kind of felt it.
Well, who was the one that said, like, how is it to be single to her? Was it Zach or was it Ben?
I don't know, but I just know like the way that they like would meet up at that coffee station.
I mean, he's married though.
I know, but it's like sometimes like,
well, someone came up to her and was like, I'm having problems. Like, how is it to be single? And I forgot if that was the same guy.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like,
he's married.
Yeah, I was like, is it the married guy? There, two of the guys look like each other and it's really confusing for me. I swear to God, it's really confusing. But I don't know. Yeah. I think they're just, I think, you know, people have work wives and work husbands and get along and, you know, I don't like it. You know? That's all I have to say. You guys know how I feel about this. So that's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
We got some questions. We'll read some of them, but, one of you asked, it's a conversation with Cassie. She said, do you think Britt and Jax fake their relationship for the publicity? And I don't think so. I think that Jax is like probably a bum in their relationship. And I believe that, like, I do think that this is real and stuff. And
yeah, but we haven't seen much of an issue with their relationship yet. So like, maybe they were faking it a little bit on this show, but maybe we'll see more later on. Cause we have not seen a deep dive into the relationship at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do know that he keeps saying it's not a publicity stunt. And I feel like Jax would be a lot to handle. So I don't believe it's a publicity stunt. I feel like Brittany's over it. And maybe the show does give him a push. And it's like, you know what? Like, it was going to happen anyways. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you eating something?
Yes, I am.
I knew it. I knew it when you were last speaking. Like, I felt like there was something in your mouth. And I was like, should I say something? And like, I could feel it and sense it. And I was like, should I say something? And I was like, don't say something. But I know you just left Starbucks. So I'm like,
yeah, I get hangry.
But she really does get hangry though. When we go on trips or something, if this girl doesn't eat breakfast, when we went to BravoCon, I think we talked about this. If she didn't eat breakfast, like, she's not okay. And I'm like, it's funny because today Charlie was like, Mom, why don't you and Daddy ever eat breakfast? And I was like, we just don't like breakfast like that. And I was like, but it's good for you. And I was like, we eat later or something. I don't even know what I said. And Chantel literally needs breakfast. Like, she will not be able to function or do anything without breakfast or like, you know, like a set lunch dinner. I'm like, oh my God.
No, I can like go throughout like the day if I have snacks, but like, I feel
you
it.
Need
I
snacks.
Yeah. Like cause I feel my energy levels. Like, if I don't eat, like, they go down. It's like, I'm not trying to starve my body. Like, my body needs to know that it's getting fed so it doesn't store some fat or something.
Right. <That's> so funny. Yeah. So any details about the one couple, Jesse and Michelle, breaking up after the show? Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically the statements that they made, and watching it, you're like, okay, this relationship is probably over. Like, I don't know how that relationship, I don't see them ever getting back. I don't know if you feel that way.
Someone says, can you just take a minute and talk how crazy similar Kyle's daughters are to her? You guys, they're literally spitting images of her, the way they talk, the way their mannerisms are. I can't get over it.
Yeah. I love them. And I think they're like really respectful. They're super cute. And, you know, they're all very different. I do think the oldest and then the youngest is like Farrah and Sophia are similar. And then Alexia is definitely the black sheep, but they raise them, their kids very, very well. And you can just tell their kids, like, we're in a happy home. They love their mom and dad. And I do like watching them.
Same.
Yeah. We got like the same questions about this Michelle and Jesse thing. Everyone's like super invested in Michelle and Jesse, but
because it really was such a real moment and raw moment.
I really feel like it was
great to have. Like, I feel like we see people go into therapy on like the Housewives, and like sometimes you question it because it's like, dude, they're just doing it for a storyline of like having marriage issues, and you're like, okay, is this really like even a thing in your marriage? But like, this felt so real, and you're just like, you know, and you're just like, okay.
They do it. So we find, by the way, they do separate on the show. So I think it's going to happen at the end. But Jesse also said that he said, right now, Michelle and I are separated, but we're co-parenting, focused on Isabella. Michelle moved out recently, so we're living just a few blocks away. You'll see it unfold throughout the season this year.
Oh, wow. And
yeah, like, so if she's moving out, then, you know, that's it. I just feel like they're completely done.
Yeah, because once you move out and then you find your groove and you're happy, you're like, why would I go back into this relationship?
And Brittany said it. So Brittany also spoke out that Jax did not cheat on her, but that she really lost interest in Jax. And she's like, it was just not a happy feeling. I was losing my sparkle a little bit. I started to notice that. And I think after I had my son, I woke up a little bit, and it made me realize like he can't grow up in this environment. So crazy.
I never want to have kids.
I know, like, that's so
don't
crazy.
Ruin
I
mean, my relationship.
I've had four back to back, so it's like you just figure it out. But I just do feel like with the first, a lot of us make it more difficult than it is, or we just stress out so much about everything. And if you're able to get through it, like, you'll figure it out. And if you're not, then this happens. I don't know. I think it isn't easy though, parenting with someone who was parented completely different than you were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
it.
Yeah. It's okay. Wow. That's all we have for today's episode.
I want to get back to my food.
Oh yeah, I know. Clearly with like your mouth movements, like yeah, I can hear. I'm not calling her out. I literally have a problem. We always talk about this, but we hope you guys have an amazing day. Thank you guys for listening to us, and we love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.